At the Sound Healing Center, we have four main things going on: the Institute, the Sound Healing Store, the Sound Therapy Center, and the Sound Healing Research Foundation. At Globe Institute, we offer two sound healing certificates and one audio recording certificate. All of them are also offered online, as well as in person here in Sausalito, outside of San Francisco. We're the only state-approved college in the entire United States that offers sound healing. David has created the number one selling books in the field of audio recording and sound healing. In recording, there's The Art of Mixing and The Art of Producing, and in sound healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. He's also written a book on sound-loving relationships, creating harmony in loving relationships, including many sound healing techniques. It's all about being whole on your own, heart open. The Sound Healing Store has over 400 sound healing instruments and technologies. We also have a physical store where you can experience everything. In the store, we've got over 100 CDs and downloads. We've got all of my books. We have a full range of instruments, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums, rattles, tuning forks, and a full range of melodic instruments. We also have a wide range of consciousness-raising technologies, including sound chambers. We have sacred geometries and pendants, color and light therapies. We also have our brainwave assessment kit software and the voice analysis software. We got a contract with the largest dementia company in Northern California, and we've created 8 different protocols that have been implemented there for the last 2 years, and it's transformed the place dramatically. Check it out at soundfordementia.com. And we've got a full range of vibroacoustic tools. We make sound lounges, sound tables, sound vests, sound pillows, sound dolphins, and bass straps. All of these are excellent for a wide range of physical and emotional issues and just getting you relaxed and blissed out. At the Sound Healing Research Foundation, you can find over 1,000 clinical and student papers categorized for easy searching. You will also find the Medical Sound Association with over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists meeting bi-monthly to create treatment plans for a wide range of issues. These 30-page treatment plans are an excellent resource if you're working on a specific issue for yourself or a client. Check out medicalsoundassociation.com, where you can also join and attend our bi-monthly meetings. At the Sound Therapy Center, we have a list of over 40 issues and all the things that we offer for each issue. These include music and frequency CDs or downloads, treatment plans from the Medical Sound Association, and treatments we offer in person and online in the Sound Therapy Center for each specific issue. Finally, we have the Sound Education Association. We got a grant for $100,000 to bring our curriculum into 2 Montessori schools. With over 100 teachers and administrators, we've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months up to 18 years, all based on the books on brain development. We're now expanding the curriculum and creating schools around the world. Check out soundeducationassociation.com, where you can also join for free. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. You can also email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call 415-777-2486. Now enjoy the podcast. Hi there, I'm David Gibson. Let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute in Sausalito. We've got our open house coming up Sunday, August 23rd from 1 to 5 p.m. It's all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We're going to be doing many heart-opening sound meditations, and everybody gets to go on the sound table and the sound lounge and get blissed out. We also have our next in-person program starting September 8th. That's mostly Monday and Wednesday nights. And that's our whole certificate program, and half of it's online, so you can start that anytime. Or you could do the whole thing online, and that's you could actually start this Tuesday coming up, which would be August 4th. And then we also have individual classes you could do. We also have a recording program starting again September 15th. And then we have our voice analysis software. We got a new version now for 588, which is really incredible. You can check it out at voiceanalysisharmony.com. So you can find everything again at soundhealingcenter.com. So what we're going over today is all the ways that you can find a person's frequency of any part of the body or any issue, and then what you would do with it once you found it. So let me share with you the overall perspective here. So there's really two ways to go here. First of all, you can find frequencies that are wrong or bad and figure out how to break them up or blow them up. Or you can find the frequency of what's right and resonate that. So we got two different approaches, what's wrong and what's right. We're going to go through both of them. So this, again, this first section is all about finding the frequency of what's wrong or right, so we can actually then do specific technique to work with it. Right? So here's some techniques that you can do for both wrong and right. Let me give you an example of wrong. I mean, wrong, so to speak, would be like cancer. So we're trying to break that up. Or if you have a stuck emotion that you're trying to release, you could actually break it up with a chaotic vibration. Whereas we could actually, for the cancer, actually go to the frequency of that part of the body before the cancer was there. Okay, so this is for both bad and good. So in another podcast and in our classes, we go over in detail how to find a frequency by doing a frequency sweep. So if you actually want to find the frequency of the chest cavity, you just go up and down like this. Put your hand on your chest. You can do it with me. Put your hand on your chest and go up and down really loudly with any vowel. Eww. Until you feel the frequency that vibrates your chest the most. And that would be the right frequency, the positive frequency, right? So then you're going to actually zone in on that frequency, and then you can just make the sound of it and resonate that into your chest cavity. Whenever you resonate a frequency of a part of the body that it vibrates out, it helps to make it healthy. First of all, you're sending a stable, consistent vibration. You're not going, ah, right? And then also you're sending energy, which is sound, and you're sending a positive intention. You're not going, you suck, right? And then you're also just sending you're massaging it as well. But also, if you get that frequency right, it makes it healthy. It's proven in a clinical study that if you find the frequency of a cell and then actually make that sound or play that sound to it with a tone generator, it will make the cell healthy. And there's good studies on that. So that's the basis of it, by just doing a frequency sweep until you feel it. The only problem with this, of course, is there's many parts of the body you can't feel. I mean, you could feel your neck cavity, you could probably feel your intestines, you could feel each of the actual chakras or endocrine glands. Those you can often feel, sometimes you can't. And or if you could just feel if you actually hit the right frequency of tension in your arm, possibly, right? So these are for the ones you can actually feel when you hit the vibration. Now there's a second thing also. It's not just spaces, it's the material. And actually, technically, we've gone over the different mathematical formulas for the spaces and the materials, but we're not even worrying about the mathematical formula. We're just going up, down, up and down. And when it starts vibrating, when it gets louder and vibrates more, that's it. Okay. So that's really cool. You can do this for all types of organs and bones and tissues and endocrine glands, although a lot of endocrine glands I can't feel. Then the second way to do it is intuitively. Now, you could do the frequency sweep intuitively where you'd go up and down your head. I'm going to go up and down my head and find the frequency of my adrenals, which I wouldn't be able to feel when I do it out loud. The number one thing that stops you from doing this is your belief that you can do it or can't do it. So believe you can do it. And when you find the frequency of any part of the body that you can't really feel, it's like a little fairy goes, or it's a knowing. It's a knowing. You know that is the right frequency. And over time, you get really good at this. I had a student that couldn't find it intuitively. And then after the whole class, she said, "Dave, I can hear the frequency of my Lyme's disease." I was like, "Cool." Another student said, "Dave, I can hear the frequency of my mom's cancer." Oh my God, that's incredible. So, with practice, it doesn't take too long to actually get really good at that. This. We are frequency being, every single cell, every single part of the body, not only physically, but emotionally and mentally, even spiritually, has a vibration and a frequency that it vibrates at, or a combination of frequencies that we'll talk about. Right? So I'm going to find the frequency of my adrenals. So I'm going to go up and down in my head until I find its frequency. Let me share my to the original sound so you can hear me. Here we go. Again, even if you don't get it right, you're still sending positive energy and a stable, consistent vowel to it, and that's really, really great. But if you get it right, it's really effective. So that's actually doing it intuitively. I've actually gotten where I don't even have to go up and down. I just go right to it. Like, here's the frequency of my liver now. Cool. Now, you can also do, let me turn off the original sound. That sounds a little better. You can also do muscle testing, where you play each of the notes and muscle tests to see which one makes you the strongest. So what I like to do is pull up an image of the organ online and look at a picture of that organ. And then you can go, if you don't have a keyboard or an instrument, you can go to virtualpiano.net and then play each of the 12 notes. And you can do muscle testing. I mean, if you got someone else, they can push down on your wrists and see when it's strong. But by individually, let me show you. Individually, you could just loop your fingers like this and try and pull them apart. Or what I like is trying to open your fingers, trying to stop your fingers from opening like this. Also, what I've done is you can also just stand on your tippy toes or on your heels and see which one makes you the most balanced. Or you can actually, what I've done now is I just listen for chills. I ask, and if I get chills, I use that as the indicator as to whether it's the right note or the wrong note. I had this woman that had actually a problem with her ureter. She was going to have surgery the next day, and we actually found the note just by playing each of the 12 notes and doing muscle testing on her. I had another guy who had a problem with his bladder, and he had a hard time peeing. So we did a test, and finally we found the note, and it was in the key of P. I'm sorry. Okay. But then I made a CD for this guy in the key of P and gave him a whole CD tuned to the note that made his bladder stronger. And then he could pee. It was quite incredible. Also, Jeffrey Thompson, I've seen him actually test each note for a vertebrae that was out and then just barely touch the vertebrae and do an adjustment. So
You can do that with each of the notes, but then you can also get more detailed with the actual frequency of what's right or what's wrong if you're trying to break it up. Now, with the frequency, here's one way. There's another way you can do frequency, and that is with a pendulum. And pendulums, you have to test it, you hold it, and you say, give me a yes, and goes in one direction. You say no, and hopefully it goes in another direction, right? And then you know which is yes and no. And then you can say, is this frequency above 1,000 hertz? And you could do the muscle testing, or you could do the actual pendulum, and then see which one it actually makes it stronger. And so if you get a no, then you go, oh, is it between 500 and 1,000 hertz? And you get a yes. And you go, okay, is it between 500 and 750? And you get a yes. Is it between 500 and 600? No. And you go between 600 and 750. Is it between that? And it says, yes. Is it between 600 and 650, right? So you keep narrowing down till you get the exact frequency that you need for that organ or cell or whatever you're working on. That's very cool. Okay. So then you can also look at the timbre. The timbre is the combination of frequencies that make up an actual organ or any part of the body. Now, timbre is simply a bunch of frequencies. That's all a timbre is a bunch of frequencies. And most, in fact, all cells and organs are made up of a bunch of frequencies. They've got one main frequency, but they're made up of like hundreds of frequencies. So, and there's really probably about seven or eight main ones. First of all, there's the overall size of the organ. There's the material frequencies, there's the cellular frequencies, the atomic frequency, there's the photon frequencies of light, there's the electromagnetic frequencies, there's even the quantum frequencies. And all these frequencies add up to a combination of frequencies that make up that organ. And that technically, that combination of frequencies creates a sound very similar to a vowel. So when I do any vowel, ooh, or eh, or an e, or ah, all of those are simply different combinations of frequency that are making up that particular vowel sound. So technically, every organ is a vowel. And I had this woman from Tibet. She said, oh, we've mapped it all out. We know precisely the different timbres for each of the organs. And she said something really interesting. She said that your body, your voice takes on the weakest organ sound when you're born. So if you have weak kidneys, which is where fear is stored, then you have a voice that's like, a little fearful. Or if you have a weak liver, which is where anger is stored, then it might be more anger energy. So that's really interesting. So now what we're talking about is doing a sweep of all the vowels. And you can go in between the vowels. So it could be, because it's not going to necessarily be a particular vowel. It might be between the vowels. And you find the actual vowel that resonates with that organ or cell or part of the body or disease for that matter. And that's really cool. A little more tricky, but you can do it. You can do it. Then we actually can also look at the musical flow. Well, this is much trickier, but you can do it. You can do it. Musical flow is really about the quality of a melodic flow through the system. So that flow can be stressful, like, I mean, yeah, or it can be flowing like this. Da, 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 da. So it's really about flowing or not flowing. So it's really about tuning in and feeling the song, like the shaman that hears the song of the plant and sings it. Listen for the song of your nervous system. Listen for the song of your circulatory system. Listen for the song of your digestive system. It's actually there because every cell is a frequency, and when energy flows through a system, it's playing a melody. And that's very cool. A little trickier, but we'll all be doing it one day. Okay. Now, of course, you can just look up on the charts. I mean, we've got 10,000 frequencies that we hand out for every organ, every issue you can imagine. The only problem, of course, is that nobody agrees with anybody about any frequency or anything. But that doesn't mean they're wrong. I mean, I've got a medical intuitive that commonly comes up with frequency, and maybe it's right. Right? Even though people hardly ever agree. So those are worth trying. And you can do a search online for frequencies of different organs and different parts. Also, if you go to electroherbalism, you'll see like 20 different frequency sets for all different organs. I mean, we've got a whole sets that are in our reader for the classes, but there's electromagnetic frequencies that Rife has actually that's published based on Rife's research. There's also the different notes for different organs from Qigong, and there's even whole books on the actual notes that correspond to different organs and different vowels as well. So you can look those up and just use them and try them. They might just work. Now you can also use galvanic skin response. Galvanic skin response is a little general. It's not so specific, but it can actually do it. HeartMath uses it a lot. And the problem is you only really are seeing stress or not stress. You're not seeing any more detail than that. So it's not that detailed, but it can work where you play the different frequencies and notes and see if they stress you out or not. That could be very good. And then, of course, as we've gone over here, we've got our whole voice analysis program that maps out a full range of actual notes for different organs. The only problem is that, and even physical and emotional issues, the only problem is that it's actually, you can't tell if those organs are too much of that note or too little until you do the voice analysis. So you don't really know which way to go for the remedy, but you can at least zone in on the note and maybe even just do a little muscle testing from there to see which it is, too much or too little. And if it's too much, you do the opposite note, which is six notes over. That's in our voice analysis program at voiceanalysisharmony.com. That's very cool. Now, we can also use other medical devices. Actually, there's a whole range of devices. Actually, these aren't even medical. They're interesting, though. There's the Nutri Energetic System, the QXCI, the Zyto that we've talked about, where they actually not only sometimes do voice analysis, but you put your hand on a pad and it sends electronic signals through the body to ping different organs and give it. It doesn't give you the frequency, but you can actually play different frequencies and see which ones are make you healthy based on that assessment. So you're listening to them and then you do the assessment. There's the more detailed system is the Aisira, where they actually send electricity and ping the amount of water in each cell. That's very cool. And then there's Kirlian photography, where they actually in GDV, where they look at, they can see your aura or at least a representation of your aura and see whether it's in tune or not. I mean, there's all types of EKG and EEG devices that are out there these days that you can actually check out as well. Play different frequencies and notes and see if they show any coherence. You can also use gematria and numerology. So one of our instructors, Randy, said that all of the remedies for cancer, if you change the letters of those remedies to numbers, based on the standard system that everybody uses, then they all break down to a nine. And that's really bizarre. So you can actually use the names of organs and change them into numbers and do it that way. Some people are really into that and really believe in it. fact, there's Grabovoi. He actually is documented on getting rid of cancer just by transmitting numbers into people. They even say that he actually brought one person back to life. Oh my God, right? Just by using numbers. So then there's also trial and error. You can just, try different frequencies and different notes and see if they work. But the one, of course, that is really good for just about everything, even though it isn't quite as specific, is to find your frequency or note of your metabolism. And then we give you music and delta for sleep, theta for creativity and oneness, alpha for learning and presence, and beta for thinking and overcoming ADHD, and then gamma for blissing out. And that gets your system, your whole nervous system, back to its stable, consistent peace and coherence, where your immune system works the best, all organs go into alignment, where you're the most creative, and it's a portal to other dimensions where you're one with the universe. Now, you can also use for finding what's right, you can use a heart monitor, which we just said that, EKG. Or you could take pulse. In Chinese medicine, they can actually take your pulse and then figure out whether the organ is needs help or not. And then all you do is play that frequency and do the test and see if it resolves. I don't know how to take pulse, but I know in China, I've had it done to me with people that do Chinese medicine. Ultimately, we can just use scientific devices to actually find the frequency. And I've talked about this in detail. I mean, there are light microscopes that will measure the frequency of a cell scientifically, every frequency in the cell. There's even the Raman spectroscopy that will measure every frequency in a cell, but it has to do it in vitro, out of the body. But there are devices, I mean, even MRI is actually finding the electromagnetic frequency of every organ. So there's whole range of scientific devices that can do it, as long as the only problem is some of them will kill you, but a lot of them won't, right? So that's where we're headed, to actually find this completely scientifically. Okay. So then, once you've found these frequencies of what's right or what's wrong. Oh, so let me actually do an example. So I've got some pain in my neck from when I broke out a windshield when I was in high school, and it's chronic pain. And so I can actually go up and down and find that frequency. Let me turn on the original sound for a second. You'll hear a little noise. So I can go up and down and find that sound and timbre and frequency of this pain. So that's a good example of finding what's wrong, right? And then we could actually use that frequency or timbre, tonality of what's wrong to actually work on it. Okay. So once you find these frequencies or timbre or even musical flow of what's right or what's wrong, then there are many different techniques you can use to actually do the healing once you know those frequencies. So let me go through them one by one. Here's the list at the top, but I'm going to go through each one. Okay. So first, this is for breaking up bad frequencies, right? The ones that aren't in alignment with your health, right? Although you have to remember, of course, bad frequencies are just telling you, they're just reminding you got an issue going on. So they're giving you a little message that's really important, but they're not bad. They're not really bad. There's the homeopathy concept. The basis of homeopathy is that you find the actual frequency of that part of the body or that issue, and then you match it. And in homeopathy, it's not just frequency. They're really looking also at the combination of frequency or timbre. And then what you do is you give that frequency combination to the body at a really low dose, really low volume, if you're talking about sound. And the body goes, oh, there's the problem. Because what happens is commonly when we have a problem, the body hides it and says, go forth, we'll just hide it and you can still just be happy, right? And so we often have problems that are kind of hidden, that the body is hidden. It's interesting when sometimes I go get a massage, it's like I'm thinking, oh, I'm feeling pretty good. And then they start massaging certain part of the body and you go, whoa, I've got a lot of tension there. And it's like the body is totally hidden it. So this is really cool. So once you find that frequency of, say, the pain in my neck or the actual cancer, you could just go really softly. And then the whole deal is the body's natural healing response that it, which it totally knows how to do, kicks in and goes, oh, there's a problem. Let's take care of it. Right? Or you could find, that's for what's wrong, right? It's finding what's wrong. Okay. So you don't have to do something loud once you find a frequency. You could just do it really softly and the body goes, there it is. I'll take care of it now. The next one is to just meet it. So it's similar to the homeopathy effect, but it's like, you know, we all like to be recognized. And so you just match that sound of what's wrong, and then and you can't even get louder with it, and then the body, you know, kicks in, or you could even break it up. So I might be able to go to my neck and just go with its sound to actually break it up. That's one possibility. I mean, there's a whole range of chaotic sounds you can use. We'll get to in a minute. Yeah. Now, again, this is the whole section for breaking up frequencies that are problematic. Then we got binaural beats. So if you find the frequency of a wine glass, you can just tap it and hear it, and then or ring it with your finger, wet finger. And then you can actually sing that frequency and match it. And if you go off pitch a little bit or do a little vibrato, which is going off pitch, then the difference between your voice and the actual frequency of the wine glass creates a binaural beat flutter, which actually breaks the glass. So you can do this with all types of things. One of our instructors, previous instructors, Amrita, she had breast cancer, found the frequency of it. She said when she found its frequency, the tumor heated up and she went up and down above and below it to break it up, creating that little difference frequency, which is really low frequency. And that's why it worked, because it's such a low frequency, the difference between the actual frequency and where you go off pitch a little bit. So she went in for surgery and they said the cancer is completely gone. So that's very cool. Crystal bowls, even if you were to match a frequency, crystal bowls actually technically go up and down a frequency a tiny bit. So they're doing that little frequency sweep as well, but you'd have to match it just perfectly. And that's a little tricky with crystal ball. So actually playing something a little off pitch and going up and down off pitch can be really good for, and you could do that with your voice. You could do it if you find it technically or scientifically, you could just take a tone generator and go up and down and above and below it and break it up that way. That's really cool. Binaural beats. Okay. Then there's transforming it, where you meet it and slowly lead it into harmony. So it would be like, okay, well, I'll do it for my neck. Okay. Let me turn on regional sound again so you can hear me. Got a little noise on the computer that way down too. Okay. So it's like this. So what I'm doing is matching the chaotic vibration of strong and slowly transforming it. The more time you take to transform it, the more it's actually likely going to transform. That was very short what I did. You might have to do it over 5 minutes, really slowly. Lead it into a consistent, stable vowel. Ideally, the vowel or frequency of what is right. But even if you don't get that right, you can still just lead it into a stable, consistent vibration out of its chaos. So you're matching it and switching it. You can also do the exact same thing with an actual emotion. We teach a whole technique for this that I've covered many times, where you go, okay, here's, my last relationship breakup. And totally move it and transform it. If it doesn't transform, at least you're moving to a place of peace where you can see it from a different perspective and heal it from there. Now, then there is destructive resonance. Destructive resonance is where you actually find the frequency and turn it up really loud and explode it. You can't do this with the voice or we'd be in trouble. I mean, we'd have people exploding organs in class, right? Like, oops, lost a kidney today. Got the wrong frequency. Yeah. So it's good that spirit has made it so we can't get that loud. But you can totally do it. And that's what they do with ultrasound on kidney stone. They're now destroying cancer in many hospitals now. They have frequency for prostate cancer and for liver cancer where they just turn the volume up and explode it in quite a few hospitals now. Right? So that's really cool. Ultimately, we can do that scientifically or in the hospital. Right? But also, I didn't list it here, but you could just do a chaotic vibration to actually break it up. Again, like for the emotion, you could just go, ah, right? And just break it up. So, or even a shaker or rattle, which is chaos, white noise, can be used to actually break up these so-called negative frequencies. So chaos is good for breaking up chaos. Right. There is another way to do it, which is phase cancellation. And phase cancellation can only be done, as far as I know, actually it might be able to be done with the voice, but normally it's done scientifically with devices. I mean, technically, phase cancellation with the voice is a ventriloquist, where they're actually going out of phase and making it sound like a sound is coming from another part of the room, or which is exactly what something being a little delayed would do. If something were on the other side of the room, it would be a little delayed by the time it gets to your ear. So they're creating this tiny little delay, but I have no idea how to do that. But if you take an actual disease and flip it out of phase, which is just little tiny delay, and it's a delay within the waveform, it can actually break it up, or at least like cancel it out. So it's a little technical, but you can do that. There's also people that use reciprocal frequencies. Seems a little weird to me, but I know people that are really into it. You take the actual frequency of what's wrong, put one over it, and then octavize it up. So if the frequency is 1,000 hertz, you put one over 1,000, that's 1/1,000th. And then you double, double, double until you get a frequency in about the same range. And people use that. Seems like an odd thing, but I know people that are really into it and feel it really works. So that's for breaking up all the different stuck energies and frequencies and timbres and things that aren't flowing. Now, the next thing is to actually be able to resonate what's right. And that's what we feel is like the best, resonating what's right. So you could, once you find the frequency that we talked about earlier, you could just sing it to it or play a tone generator to it and just resonate what's right. If you find the frequency of any part of the body, which we went over a lot of ways to do it, then just either just sing it. I mean, that's really cool. Or play a device that will play that frequency to it. There's a lot of healing devices that do that. But the cool thing is here, we're actually finding it on our own instead of using, you know, canned frequencies that people think are good. Again, the problem with canned frequencies is everybody's different. And also, most people aren't, in fact, hardly anybody's talking about what level of frequency we're talking about. Again, remember, there's all the different levels of the whole organ, the materials, the cells, the atomic level, the photon level, the electromagnetic level. So it's much better to actually find it, like we talked about earlier. The two ways we did was just doing the frequency sweep out loud or even intuitively. But we went through quite a few others as well. Okay. And then just resonate it. And that's the new medicine. I mean, right there. I mean, it's what, if we play the, especially the combination of frequency to every part of the body, oh my God, it could heal it. That's the new hospital right there. I'm serious. Then there's a different homeopathy effect called the elementals. And the elementals and homeopathy, they're not finding what's wrong. They're finding what's right. So I remember when my homeopath found my elemental, it was like I felt so grounded. And then so you, they find what's right, and then you just play that frequency, and they actually give you an homeopathy, give it to you in water at a really still really low volume, so to speak. So you don't need to, once you find what's right, you can do it at a low volume that still works. Then there's a completely different concept. And instead of resonating what's wrong or what's right, is to actually balance all the frequencies. So we've got the whole our voice analysis software that we have, which we own now. It's now called Voice Analysis Harmony. And that actually finds the frequencies that are missing or that are too much, and then gives you the remedy in a song that you tone along with to get that frequency back in your system. Again, if it's too much, then what it does, it actually will give you the opposite, which is six notes over. And then that will bring down the one that's actually too much, which is interesting. So that's really cool. So just getting a balance of all the frequencies instead of finding what's just a specific frequency. Well, you're still finding the frequency that's missing to get the balance, but it's a different framework for how we're working. Then there's also just to resonate your home note or rhythm. And that's exactly what we were talking about earlier when we actually find your brainwave note and resonate that. And that's actually it's your entire metabolism. It's the rhythm of your heart, which you have to average out when you're at peace, and the brain, which you don't have to average out when you're at peace. We call it the home note. That's the brainwave assessment. So what we were talking about earlier. And that's really cool, just to get you at peace. And then there's just skipping the whole specific frequency thing at all and going to higher vibration. Now, you could still do the frequency sweep to find gratitude or find, you know, joy or find love, or the best would be to find universal love or the best frequency to for you to access source. That could be really cool. But then you just go to that energy, or you could just go to that energy and then intuitively find what feels right for that, what frequency feels right. Go up and down and find that and just run that in a, or just not even worry about the frequency and just go to, I mean, if you can go to source and universal love, that will heal most things anyway. Oh, there's one other thing I wanted to say when we're just resonating frequencies, I forgot to mention. You can also breathe that frequency. You don't have to make it out loud. So you could breathe in and on the out breath, make that sound in your head and send it to that part of the body. So here's what I would do for my neck. You won't hear anything, but I'm doing it anyway. Very cool. Yeah. And then you get the breath involved as well. And of course, the most important of all is when you can actually access source. I mean, source is the best of all. And source is really, we've gone over many ways where you can access it by tuning into all frequencies at once, or you can actually find your resonant frequency of your metabolism and then play theta, which is mostly where you're at when you're actually in one with the universe. And then you play your theta and get you to that threshold where you would actually be. And we're working on programs where we can actually map out what that would be for the brain and then play that whole combination of frequencies for you to get you there. And then, oh my God, when you're connected to source, spirit knows exactly what to do. It knows exactly what frequency, combination of frequencies, what flow to send to the body to heal it perfectly. A little extra help kicking in there, big time. But that's the best of all. So those are all the different techniques for finding frequencies and resonating them. And either breaking them up or just resonating what's right. This is the basis of the new medical system. And it's really very specific, but you can use it yourself. It doesn't even have to be a medical system. It's so easy and so effective. So hold this energy of all diseases being healed. One day, one day. Hold that for at least the rest of the night, the weekend ahead, months ahead, years ahead, lifetime. Thanks so much and take care. There's a song with the frequency of love.